Yes, so I'm very lucky to have my next guest, the one and only Barry Steele, who is set to put the rock back into the Big O with Barry Steele and Friends, the Roy Orbison Story, on 7th of March at Camberley Theatre. Hello, Barry. Thank you for joining me today.
Hello. Very good morning to you.
So can I ask you, when did you first discover that you could sing?
When I first started singing in 2001, and it was just we was on a holiday tour with the children family, and my wife and children decided to get me up in the clubhouse at the caravan park to sing a song of which I'd never sung in public before in my life. And I got up and sang a song, and everybody applauded me and loved it. That was when I first started getting the bug. But it wasn't a Roy song I sang.
That's what I was going to say. What was it?
It was a Robbie Williams number, Angels.
Okay. So it was from that you kind of discovered you had kind of the sort of similarities to Roy Orbison's voice?
Well, yeah, because there was several other people came up to me afterwards and said that you obviously sing for a living. I says, no. I says, I'm a lorry driver.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was just truck driving at that time. And they said, well, you sound just like Roy Orbison. And so I got the buzz so much from performing that song, which was very difficult for me because I'd never got up in public before. It took them an hour to get me, prize me out of my seat, though.
Hmm. Once you're up there, did you kind of like really love it?
Oh, well, absolutely. It was straight away. As soon as I finished the song, it was like, wow. Everybody stood up and applauded me, and I thought, my goodness me, I'd never experienced anything like that before. So then after the holiday, we went home and thought, you know, I fancy pursuing this, see what else we can do. And so as time went on, I was learning more and more music and different songs, and went to the Old Faithful karaoke's. And did some Roy numbers on the karaoke's, and pubs and clubs were going mad at it. I thought, maybe we have got something here. So that's where my new career started.
Well, it's an amazing story, isn't it? So you come into Camberley Theatre March the 7th. What can the audience expect from your show?
Well, we'll take them back in time to the early days of Mr. Orbison's career, right through to when he passed away in 1988, which obviously involves, like you said before.
Hello?
Oh, have I lost you?
Hi, Barry. Yeah, I've got you back.
Oh, okay.
We had a bit of silence there. So you said, like I said, were you going to say Travelling Wilburys then?
I was, yes. Yeah. Travelling Wilburys is also incorporated in the in the show as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so we've got also some other songs as well that the Wilburys covered, plus Roy Orbison's friends that he met along the way throughout his career. We try to incorporate as much as we can, really, in the time we have, to give a little bit of a taste to everything. Even some songs, a couple of songs we do that Mr. Orbison never did, but we thought, maybe if he was alive, he would do these.
Okay.
So we sing them in Roy Orbison style, and it seems to all go down very, very well indeed.
And there's a lot of production around all this as well. You share a lot of information throughout the show, I understand.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, we have a very large screen at the back of the stage that gives you information and screenshots and pictures and videos, all that sort of thing, as we're singing the songs also, which is very informative. And a lot of people, it's amazing how some people come up to us at the end of the evening and they say, oh, I thought I knew everything about Roy Orbison, but I didn't know that. And,
okay.
You know, it's good, that is.
Yeah. I have to ask, and this may be an impossible question, but what's your favourite Roy Orbison song?
Oh, I get that asked all the time, which isn't a problem, but the problem is I have a few. That's the thing. I can't just stick to one. I mean, my main one is Leah. Leah is a beautiful song, absolutely beautiful. California Blue, You Got It. You know, there's a few that I really, really love. Even songs that I've recently learned to sing that I thought, oh, I'm not so keen on that. But it's just grown on me. Evergreen is an absolutely beautiful one as well.
I mean, he had a real kind of operatic feel about his music, didn't he?
Well, it was, wasn't it? It was all about his voice. It certainly wasn't about his dance movements, because he didn't move. Which suits me great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, yes, it's definitely his voice was the main thing, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's just timeless music, isn't it? I mean, for me personally, I mean, I do love the music of Royals, and as I said before, and what I love most about it is the fact that there's so many emotions are kind of attached to it. You know, one minute you can be happy, and then the next minute it can be a sad song, and I just love the journey the songs take you on.
Absolutely, absolutely. His lyrics always seem to have come from the heart, didn't they?
Yeah, totally.
Much so. Yeah, yeah.
And talking of journeys, where has the tour taken you so far?
Oh, all over the place, to be honest. We've done a big tour in New Zealand some years ago. We're regularly over to Ireland, Northern Ireland, Belgium, Holland, Denmark. We're now covering Sweden as well, very shortly. So yeah, it's length and breadth and north to south of our country as well.
Hmm.
So yeah, it's everywhere. We do about 125 shows a year.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
I know. It keeps me off the streets. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you have? I mean, out of all those shows, out of all that, you know, touring and travelling around, do you have any real standout moments?
I don't really, to be honest, because I feel that everywhere we go, no matter what the quantity of audience, everything's going to be the same. It's, you know, they're still people are going to enjoy the show as much as the people that we was at a venue the night before. It's just, fortunately, there's been nothing untoward that's gone wrong or anything like that, goodness.
I'm touching wood for you right now.
Well, exactly, yes. I mean, probably the most, well, not the most, but on the odd occasion, my mind might wander as I'm singing a song and I'll just suddenly forget what the words are, even though I've sung them God knows how many times.
Yeah. It's because you're so deep in the moment, isn't it?
That's right, yes. I might be thinking about what I'm going to have to eat after the show or something.
Mm.
Something daft like that.
I've got to ask, do you ever perform just as yourself?
On the odd occasion, not very often. I just did one the other week, but it was a very rare one, and I haven't done that for, goodness me, it's got to be at least 12 years or something, something like that. And it's something that we have talked about several times. I'd love to break away from just doing Roy Orbison, but when I do sing other music, everybody always says that, oh, you sound like Roy Orbison.
Yes, you might as well just do.
in my ears, I don't really hear Roy Orbison in my voice. I just hear me.
Yeah, sure.
It's just the way I sing, and never had a music lesson or anything like that at all. I'm just raw. I'm straight from the bone. You know, no tuition or anything at all. Just gone in for it, and fortunately. We've got a very good history of vocals in both of my sides and my parents' families, from operatic singers to club singers and all sorts of things like that. So,
oh, amazing.
So I'm very, very fortunate.
Yeah. Do you know, it just sounds like the perfect night out. I just, yeah. Thank you so much, Barry, for coming on and telling us all about the show.
Absolute pleasure.
Our listeners want to get along, they can see you and your friends at the Roy Orbison Story on March the 7th at Camberley Theatre. Tickets can be bought via the box office 01276 707 600 or you can go to camberleytheatre.co.uk and you can get the tickets there. And Barry, yourself, you've got a website, haven't you?
We have, yes. If you just go on to barrysteele.com, and that's Steele with an E.